Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today, let's take a look at the issue for the week of August 16th, 2010, covering purchasing and mergers and acquisitions, with a cover story on how chemical M&A activity is picking up. And in a few moments, we'll be talking with Global Editor Joe Chang about that very topic. But also in this issue, there are articles on avoiding downward pricing pressure, the debate over contract settlements, the spike in Chinese linear low-density polyethylene, and so much more. And now, let's sit down with Global Editor Joe Chang. So Joe, what's the outlook for M&A?
Well, Ivan, the chemical M&A engine is firing up and starting to gain a head of steam, shrugging off fears of a global double-dip recession and an economic slowdown in China. 2010 looks to be a solid comeback year for M&A, and prospects for 2011 are looking more rosy.
So Joe, what makes you so optimistic?
The evidence of a pickup and continuing strength can be found everywhere. That's according to Peter Young, president of investment bank Young & Partners. So we're seeing higher dollar volumes, number of deals, and importantly, deal backlog.
Can you give us some statistics about this?
Sure. Global chemical M&A activity increased significantly in the first half of 2010, with $29 billion in deals, exceeding the total of $25 billion for all of 2009, according to Young & Partners. Through the first half, 32 deals were completed versus just 11 in the same period a year ago. And the backlog of deals also bodes well for strong M&A activity going forward. As of June 30th, the backlog of deals announced but yet to close stood at 9 transactions worth $13 billion. That's up from 5 deals worth $6.3 billion at the end of 2009.
So who's on the selling block?
Well, there's a lot going on in the PET space. Eastman Chemical's PET business is for sale, as is Invista's business. We also broke the story that Hexion Specialty Chemicals' ink resins business is on the selling block. And just last week, we got word that Ashland has put its distribution business up for sale.
So after all that, what else is going on in the M&A market?
Well, you can read a lot more in our M&A special update in the August 16th issue of ICIS Chemical Business. Subscribe now, folks, at www.isis.com for regular quarterly updates on M&A and other important market trends.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you, Ivan.
And that's it for this evening's ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. To find out more, make sure to check out the latest issue, whether online or in print. Thanks for listening, and good night.